That should be our fucking intro. It should be.
God damn it. This is why we'll never be taken seriously, Colin.
Have you heard any of the podcasts that are?
No.
They're no more serious than us.
Let me tell you. I know I've been talking about this a lot. I'm going to keep talking about it until Carl from Who Are These Podcast hears it and fucking plays this show on his show.
I mean, you should really like...
submit it to
him?
Yeah, I probably should.
Right.
Sometimes I'm like, man, we're not too bad at this listening to his show. And sometimes I'm like, oh, we do all of these things listening to his show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. Oh, no, we're these guys. That's embarrassing. Oh, well, yeah. I'm not going to improve. I'm not going to put any effort into improving. That would be stupid.
Give an example.
We don't come in with any preparations or plans or really usually any idea. We just kind of sit here and ramble.
Yeah, it's Joe Rogan podcast. It's exactly what he does.
Yeah, but he's got a guy who, like, he can have on the fly do prep work for him in the middle of the show.
Man, he just looks like, just does Google searches.
We need a producer to do work for us.
I mean, but we'd have to have money.
Oh.
Because he'd have to hire one.
Well, we're definitely never going to have money.
And we can always get Fleer. See if Fleer will come on and be our producer.
Yeah, but he has a real job.
He doesn't work on the weekends. He goes and plays broomball.
Yeah, he's got broomball.
Oh, yeah, broomball. Like, that's more exciting than this podcast. I'm not wrong either.
No,
like,
you're right. This podcast is definitely more exciting than that.
Fucking broomball.
Now
if he was judging barbecue competitions, that'd be different.
All right, we got one email this week.
Yeah.
Maybe don't piss him off and chase him away from the show.
I mean, he won't.
By insulting his favorite pastime.
Food is his favorite pastime.
His second favorite pastime.
Fucking broomball.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yes, he is.
We watched a movie this week, Colin.
Yes, well, we did.
I watched a movie, and I liked it so much. I enjoyed it so much that I insisted you watch it because I need to spoil the shit out of it on this podcast.
So I have to say... I saw you yesterday. You told me definitely watch it.
Yeah.
You gave me your opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that softened the blow.
Yeah.
Because my overall thoughts on it.
It was fucking terrible. It was a dumpster fire.
It was You know what though?
Yeah.
Kano was great.
Oh, we watched Mortal Kombat, by the way.
Kano was awesome.
Just to be clear, because we didn't name the movie.
I was sort of disappointed with,
Kano was the only good character in the whole movie.
Sonya Blade was terrible.
Sonya Blade was terrible, and her acting was so wooden and shitty.
I don't know why Johnny Cage is like a half-Asian guy.
That's not Johnny Cage.
Was he going to act with Johnny Cage?
Yes,
I don't get it.
He was going to find Johnny Cage.
Oh, why?
Johnny Cage wasn't in the movie.
Why was he trying to find Johnny Cage?
Because at the end of the movie, Raiden said, go find more heroes. Because even though they were all the heroes, suddenly there's more heroes.
Yeah, weird.
Okay, so Mortal Kombat is a video game. It's a fighting game where you just fight.
Yeah, which really doesn't need to be made into a movie.
No, but they did it once and it was perfect.
Yep.
And they should have stopped there.
Yeah, it was
that first movie
that
is
movie
great.
Was stupid.
It's great.
No, it's not. It was cool because it was 1996.
No, it holds up. Go watch it again.
I have. It's not great.
It's pretty fun. It's still fun. The fight scenes are great. The acting's not the best, but it's better than this one.
Well, I'll give it that. You know what? If they could have traded casts.
Yeah.
And, gone with the R rating on the original, I think it would have been a better movie.
No, the cast of the original was way better than this one.
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So you want the cast in this one. You want the original movie's cast in this one.
Yes.
Well, no, here's the problem with this.
Except
okay.
for Kano.
So the first 10 minutes...
I don't want Steve Blackman as Kano.
That's fair. The first 10 minutes where it's just Scorpion and Sub... Spoilers for Mortal Kombat, all of it. But it's a bad movie, don't watch it. The first 10 minutes... That fucking where Sub-Zero shows up to assassinate Scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
and his family.
Mm-hmm.
That part's good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fun fight scene.
Sure.
He does cool rope tricks with his rope. Does. The last 10 minutes where it's undead Scorpion coming back from hell to get revenge on immortal Sub-Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool
mm-hmm.
fight scene.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool.
The hour and 20 minutes in between that are as bad as Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Except
for Kano.
Kano.
Kano's entertaining.
Yes.
There's a scene
super
where
fucking funny.
He's tied to a chair. And also, they just like all the characters are just there for no reason.
Yeah, there
like,
was
they
no.
didn't even have time to like give anybody a... They're fucking wasting so much time in this movie, and still they don't get anything done. So like Kano's just tied up in Sonya's house for no reason. Sonya's some kind of weird, like, fucking...
She's a former special ops.
Yeah, she's always that. But in this movie, for some reason, she's some kind of, like, Art Bell fucking conspiracy theorist with a fucking Pepe Silva wall.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
She's got this Pepe Silva wall of coal fucking fan insert of the director, the writer's fucking fit. So the main character of the movie isn't even a Mortal Kombat character. Let's start there.
How do you fucking
there.
Catch all this shit? What? Did you watch it more than once?
No. I was very mad at this movie.
What the fuck, dude? You fucking... I don't know what you expected going into it.
Mortal Kombat 1996, but with blood.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
You.
It's all I wanted. And but to be fair, this movie is exactly what I expected to get. So... Yeah, I wasn't so surprised.
I don't understand how you could be mad about it. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
I was hoping they would...
it was actually a little bit better than you made it sound, I think.
It's worse.
It's not.
So Johnny Cage isn't in the movie. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Johnny Cage isn't in this movie.
I don't know. Who was that other guy?
Cole Nobody. He was invented for the movie.
Oh, that's stupid.
He was the writer's... whoever wrote the movie... His fan fiction insert of himself, his like self insert into the movie, so he could be a Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it doesn't make any
he's
sense.
He's nobody. He's not in the games.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No, and he was boring.
See,
and
his that was
backstory
the,
was boring.
Oh, I know. Well, that was the thing because I'm watching it thinking like, oh, maybe he's in one of the later games I don't know about.
Nope.
Because you know they've made 17 other Mortal Kombat since I played it last.
There's 12. I think total,
whatever
13 maybe.
So there's 11 other Mortal Kombat yeah. since I played it last.
Yeah, he's not in any of them. He's an original character for this movie. So
that's
there
stupid.
Are 13 games worth of characters they could have put in this movie.
Yeah.
And instead they create a new one.
Instead they decided to fucking create
that nobody cares
who was
about.
Who was the character in the He-Man live action movie?
Oh, Gwildor?
Yeah. They made a Gwildor.
He's at least Gwildor was interesting.
No, he wasn't. He was
had
terrible.
All that
he wasn't
shitty
fucking
makeup,
Orko.
And he's like the key.
He wasn't Orko.
He was definitely not Orko.
Yeah, yeah. So terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
No reason.
You're right.
In a universe with a billion fucking characters in it.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
Yeah,
we're on the same page here.
Okay.
Except for this guy's even more bland and boring and uninteresting.
Well,
and
he was totally, and I didn't understand that he wasn't a part of the...
Yeah.
Okay. So, that makes it worse.
And also, every fucking bit of his motivation is the most cliched and hacked. And like, at the beginning of the movie, he's broken down and can't fight anymore. He's a cage fighter. He's done. And then his daughter's like, uppercut! His daughter, who looks like she's like the same age as him or something. I don't fucking know. And then he does an uppercut, and then later
well,
in the
they're
movie,
Asian, so.
She's like uppercut, and so he does uppercut and wins. So Johnny Cage isn't in this movie; he's replaced by a guy named Cole Boring. I can't even remember his last name. It's the most generic, boring name. It's like Cole Man. It's Cole main character. Who doesn't do anything interesting and doesn't matter, but the movie follows him around to get all the Mortal Kombat characters you want to see into it. But then when they get there, you kind of don't want to see him. So he shows up at Sonya Blade's shack in the woods at her fucking weird fucking...
She's nowhere near as hot as the fucking...
No.
96 Sonya Blade.
I mean, good luck being as hot as fucking the chick from fucking Veronica Vaughn. You can't be as hot as Veronica Vaughn.
And she didn't do the thing where she went upside down to break Kano's neck and her boobs almost fell out.
Right.
It was like...
What's the point?
You know how many times I paused that part of that movie?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I do. I have a little magazine clip out when I was a kid of her in the fucking... When she's chained up in the little tiny, tiny skirt.
Yeah.
When Shang Tsung kidnaps her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
She was hot.
The best line in the movie, like, okay, let me back up to where I was. So he shows up at her compound. She fucking like beats him up or whatever and pulls a gun on him on Cole Nobody. She's like, show me your mark. Oh, everybody in the movie has a dragon mark. That means they're allowed in the tournament or something. It's dumb and doesn't make sense. Also not from the video games.
Yeah.
And he shows her his mark and she's like, oh, okay, I guess you're one of us, and brings him into her compound where she has 1,000 pictures of him plastered all over her walls. Show me your mark. I don't know who you are. Oh, except for I'm surrounded by your picture because I'm obsessed with you and know exactly who you are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he's like, where's your mark? And Kano, chained to a chair in the background, goes, and she's like, I don't have one. I'm not chosen. And Kano goes, womp, womp.
Kano's the best.
And that's where the movie should have ended.
He is, he's pretty awesome.
Kano's just a snarky asshole who's just making funny fucking comments the whole movie.
Yeah.
He's great.
And you got his laser beam eye. That's pretty fucking funny.
Yep. Everybody else sucks.
It's worth watching just for Kano. Once he's gone, just stop watching.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Because it really wasn't very... It wasn't good, but I wasn't expecting it to be, so I'm not like...
Yeah.
There's no disappointment from me.
Right. I shouldn't have prepped you.
You
shouldn't
have.
I wish I hadn't have said anything.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I did, so you could at least not hate it completely, I guess. But, so the movie is basically the plot of Annihilation, which is the bad Mortal Kombat movie.
I never saw that one.
It's fucking terrible. But, like, what they do to get as many characters as they could into that movie is they just, all the bad guy characters are some reason outworld generals. There doesn't make any sense, but that's what they did in this one, too. Everybody's just Shang Tsung's fucking henchmen for some reason. Except for the wing chick, who I don't know. She's from some of the later game. I don't know her. Who's introduced like this. Whatever her name is. Beautiful, isn't she? The end. That's her entire personality. She never says anything. Right. Shang Tsung just keeps calling her beautiful.
That movie got 55% on Rotten Tomatoes.
55% of the people are dumb.
6.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
Ugh, it's not.
Simon McQuoid is the director.
He's a fucking hack.
He's from Australia.
Oh. So the movie is about a tournament, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Mortal Kombat tournament, and if you win... So the basic setup of it is...
Except it's not about any tournament.
They never get to the tournament!
Because it never happens.
The tournament never happens. So...
That's the part that irritates me.
So here's the point of Mortal Kombat. Outworld wants to invade Earthrealm. They're different dimensions, basically. And in order to enter this dimension in mass, they have to win a tournament called Mortal Kombat 10 times. They've won 9. This is the last tournament, the last chance for Earth to protect itself. That's what the entire original movie was that last tournament. This movie was all Shang Tsung assassinating all of Earth's fucking fighters before the tournament. And this is the last fighters of it. And they fight back before the tournament and kill all the Shang Tsung's people. And then the movie ends and they never do the tournament. But then at the end of the movie, Raiden sends them to find the rest of the champions, even though they said earlier on this was all the champions who were left.
Yeah.
Also, Goro looked worse than the puppet Goro from the first movie.
Oh my god, he looked terrible. Fucking bad. There's bad CG in that movie.
It was fucking dog shit.
Yeah. I'll never understand it. I'll never get why. Just use practical effects, guys. Use costumes.
Yeah. Or just don't make the movie.
Because your CG is terrible. It's going to be terrible unless you have the budget for it.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Or fucking hire fucking kids off Reddit who will do it better than whoever the fuck you got. So Simon McQuoid, the director of this movie, you want to hear the other things he directed?
Yes, I do.
The Nighttime Economy, 1 minute video short. The end.
Nailed it. Great choice, idiots.
What the fuck? Why would you pick him to fight? Like, let him do a fucking couple of short films first, at least.
Oh my god. Dude, speaking of how bad the fucking CG was, Raiden's eyes.
Oh my god, they didn't even like line up with his eyes.
It looked like they did a special, it looked like a fucking Snapchat filter of lightning eyes.
And I don't give a fuck if it's fucked. Whitewashing, Christopher Lambert was way better.
Yeah, Christopher Lambert was great. He's like,
he's got
the fate of billions depend upon you.
Sorry.
Fuck. Man, that original Mortal Kombat movie is fun. Like, it's not, like, it's not a fucking cinematic fucking, it's not a film. Right. But it's fun. All the characters are fun and entertaining. Scorpion and Sub-Zero look good. Reptile looked like shit in that, but he didn't look any better in this one. I mean, he looked better in this one, but not, like, comparable to modern CG technology. He still looked like shit.
That guy's younger than both of us.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Lived a rough life there in Perth, Australia.
He's showing me this picture of a man who looks like he's in his upper 60s, maybe early 70s.
He was born in 1984.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Meth, I guess.
I don't know.
This man looks haggard.
Ugh.
So I guess the moral
is... He looks haggard and can't direct a movie, apparently.
Watch Mortal Kombat. It's a masterpiece.
Yes.
It wasn't even entertaining bad, man. It was just like, okay, this is fucking not worth watching. This
Again,
is sad.
Kano.
Kano's funny.
Maybe there's a supercut of all his lines.
If you can find a supercut of Kano scenes, watch that shit.
Yeah.
Maybe watch the opening scene, but you know what? They released that whole opening scene as a preview thing, so just watch that.
Why?
Like, the whole, like, in Why the past where Sub-Zero's murdering Scorpion, that whole scene was, like, there, because it's the only good part of the movie, so they released it to get people hyped, like, look at the movie we're making. It's all gonna be this good. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, it's not.
Well, even with that beginning scene, I wouldn't have cared that much.
Fuck. What an embarrassing embarrassment. I was very looking forward to it.
Embarrassment.
I didn't think it was going to be good, but I had held out a little hope that it would at least just if they'd have cut out Cole.
Yeah,
who didn't matter.
Cole, who I totally thought they were trying to push as Johnny Cage.
No, he was not. He was going to find Johnny Cage at the end. He was going to find his replacement at the end because he sucked and nobody likes him. So they'd cut that character out, and all of the unnecessary first hour and 20 minutes of the movie that is them not doing anything. They never do fucking anything.
Yeah. God, are they going to make a sequel to it? I want to see what happens to Johnny Cage.
I imagine that was the plan.
I imagine that's the only reason they put that at the end. So people are like, well, I mean, I kind of like Johnny Cage.
I guess if Johnny Cage is going to be in it this time. But no, I doubt they'll make a sequel. But then if it had just been the tournament, like the original movie, like it starts off with like fucking whatever contrived reason all the fucking fighters end up at the tournament, like the first 10 minutes of the original movie. And then the rest of the movie is just a series of fight scenes and cool backgrounds. It would have been fucking great. The costumes look good.
Budget was $50 million for that movie.
It shows.
That's box office first weekend, 10.7.
Box office is weird now because they also released it free on HBO Max.
Yeah.
So I don't know what HBO Max numbers do for that. But still, that's not getting a sequel.
No.
It was fucking awful. Just go watch that fucking... oh no, they started charging money for it. There was a Mortal Kombat Legacy series that was like a YouTube original that was all free when it came out, but now it's all costs money on there, and I don't understand why. But that was better. With fucking Michael Jai White as Jax. And Jerry Ryan as Sonya Blade.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
All right, Jerry Ryan as Sonya Blade.
Yeah. Better than this chick and her fucking wooden, I am going to stop the tournament. I need...
Yeah, she was not good.
Mark. I don't know. Oh, this guy's a murderer who keeps trying to murder us. Let's bring him along and have him be our sidekick. I mean, I'm glad you did, because Kano is the only interesting part. Oh, and then because, you know, one of the main characters was always already a super snarky asshole, they had to introduce, like, an even snarkier fucking villain, and Cabal just kind of walks into the scene and starts cutting lines like he came out of a different movie entirely. I didn't understand that shit at all. All right, that's the podcast. Colin got distracted by Jerry Ryan pics on his phone.
No.
Put your phone down.
No. Olivia D'Abo was fucking Sonya Blade in one of the movies. Was that Annihilation?
Yeah, that movie sucks.
Yeah, but she's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Smoking.
I don't know who that lady is, but...
Olivia D'Abo is the older sister on The Wonder Years.
I never watched The Wonder Years.
Oh, my God.
Let me see. A picture. And I will tell
she's
you...
She's old as fuck now, but...
Yeah, I think she was Sonya Blade in the second movie. That movie sucks.
I'm sure it does. I know, you know.
It's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was also the princess in Conan the Destroyer.
Liu Kang does do, like, a fire dragon that eats that one guy.
That's kind of cool.
That's a pretty cool thing. And then the sweep the leg joke. The sweep joke is fucking funny. There's a scene where Liu Kang just keeps trying to sweep, sweeping Kano. And then Kano does, like, the straight-up Mortal Kombat straight-up jump to dodge it. And then he gets swept. And that's funny if you ever played Mortal Kombat, because people who played Liu Kang would just get into a corner and sweep infinitely. Yeah, and you couldn't do anything about it.
Right.
So, that was funny.
Unless you're good at nailing specials.
Whoever wrote that one joke into there, they did a good job. That movie sucks. Don't watch it.
Fucking director is terrible.
Holy shit. It was embarrassing.
Did you watch anything else? Because I didn't. I've been watching just a show I've been finishing, so it's not really interesting.
I've just been watching. I've just been rewatching Impractical Jokers, because that's kind of my fall asleep show right now.
It's a good one. It's a good show.
And yeah, that's about it. That's all I've done.
And I've played no video games.
I got my tree cut down.
I saw that. I like it better.
I had a walnut tree that was just destroying my house. It was half dead, and branches were falling out of it. But even worse, walnuts were falling out of it.
Right.
And it's like a very slow hailstorm that lasts 2 months every year.
Yeah.
And I just got this brand new roof, so I'm like, nah, this has to go, so...
How much did that cost to get rid of that?
I will talk to you after the podcast about my tree guy.
Okay.
But he did a great job.
Because I need somebody to come trim the trees above my house.
And saved me a lot of money.
Those branches are getting kind of close.
I don't know if they just do trimmings.
And they more than likely, if they do removals, they probably trim.
I'll ask them. I'm going to have them take out this other tree back here.
A tree, they generally, especially over a house, they generally have to drop limbs and trim it, so...
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was fucking crazy to watch, because these guys don't have trucks and, like, fucking forklift cranes.
Yeah, they got dudes that climb up trees, I'm sure.
This motherfucker's just climbed up to the... You remember what this tree looked like? It was very tall and dead.
Large tree.
And they climbed all the way up to the tippy top of it.
Start chopping branches off.
And they got, like, three dudes, and they, like, tie a rope around it, and then, like, loop it around other branches so it swings the way they want, and have a guy on the bottom, and then cut it off, and it whoop.
Yep.
At one point, the guy who's like the main guy, who's like the dude I talk to, is my stepmom, my grandma's neighbor. Gotcha. And she's like, oh, he's great and inexpensive, and gave me his number and hooked us up. And he came out and he was awesome. And then his dad is the one who actually does, like, runs the crew and climbs the trees.
Yeah.
And at one point, he's on like a lower branch and he's got his fucking strap way up over a top branch. Just swings off the lower branch, so he's just dangling in midair, and starts ratchet strapping himself up. Like, he's already like 15 feet in the air, and now he's just pulling himself up 20 more feet like fucking Batman.
Balls like this big.
Yeah, just fucking dangling above my
fence. He has to wear another
pair
of pants for his sack.
I'm like, bro, first of all, you're insane. Second of all, your upper body and core strength are fucking baffling.
Or ours are just embarrassing.
It can be both. It can be both.
Fair.
Because goddamn. And they got it fucking, like, they showed up around 9:30 or 10. They were done by 3, 4 in the afternoon.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get that shit done.
Hauled it all out. They don't do stump grinding, but I don't give a shit. They left, like, 2 inches of stump above the ground. And it's in a kind of a nice place because I'm going to get an axe so I can chop wood there for my other trees that fall down and chop firewood.
Sure.
And that stump will be a nice place to do it.
For a little while. And then it'll finally start rotting.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Fair.
But I'm going to have him back to do this other tree. And my yard's going to be...
directly back here?
Yeah, before it falls on my house because it's dying.
Yep.
And then I'll almost be out of trees.
A little sad. You should plant some more.
I'm thinking about planting one of those, like up on the corner here, the one with all the pink flowers in the spring.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They're real pretty.
They are.
And I kind of want one.
And they're not huge.
No, they don't get real big, and they're only like $350 to buy them.
Just get an oak tree, big pin oak.
No, I don't need another giant tree that I'm just going to have to one day spend thousands of dollars
You'll
to have
be dead.
Removed. You'll be dead.
You'll be dead. Pin oaks are badass.
I don't want a pin oak. I want looking trees. I want a I want a tree with pink flowers.
You're so gay.
I don't care. It'll be pretty. So I'm going to put it over in that like open area that's technically city property.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to put it.
Okay.
So you can see it from the street.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you for agreeing with me, Colin.
Sounds good.
All right.
So we've been the Loud Neighbors podcast.
You got anything else?
Not some news fucking stories? Really. I mean, nothing that we really want to talk about, because...
Yeah, that's fair. Let me see if I have anything in my notes.
I got a nice new 4K TV, so that's exciting.
My only pod notes is not relevant to the podcast. That's good. I mean, tell me about your new TV.
So, it's a Samsung The Frame television.
Okay.
I got it because it was written off in a... it's like an insurance thing for somebody.
I think you talked about this a little bit last week.
Yeah.
The one you weren't sure if you could get working or something.
Yeah. Well, I tried a different... These TVs have... So Samsung does this thing with their TVs where they don't have any HDMI connectors or anything on the TVs. They have a breakout box. The breakout box has a cable that connects to it.
Yeah.
This one in particular has a fiber optic cable that connects to it.
Okay.
That sends the power... and all the video signal to the screen.
Weird.
And it's a tiny little fucking cable.
Yeah.
If that thing gets kinked, it won't fucking work.
Sure.
Because you broke the
glass in the fiber optics.
So, we had a spare cable, which they're not cheap. It's, you know, it's like a $200 cable sitting in the back of the store. And I grabbed it and like, I'm going to fucking try this thing out.
Yeah.
And I plugged it in. Bam.
It works.
Fucking works.
Nice.
So that's a nice 55-inch 4K television. It's pretty cool, too. Like, when you turn the thing off, you can have it go into an art mode where it just displays art on your wall, and it looks like a fucking hanging picture.
Goddamn. The future.
They're fucking cool.
We're literally the opening of Total Recall now, where, like, his TV wall just turns into a nice scene of the fucking forest.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Both that and Total Recall.
Yep. Right.
That's fucking cool, man.
So, that's fun.
How much one of those TVs go for normally?
We have a demo on the floor at work that is $1,000. I think it's a 50. I think it's a 50-inch. Right.
And how's the latency on them? Like, have you tried to play a video game on it yet?
Not yet.
Let me know how that goes.
Okay.
Because... latency on modern TVs is all over the fucking place.
It really is.
Some of them are just fine, and some of them are fucking intolerably. Holy shit. Remember when I used to be the one who never turned his phone off?
I turned my phone off.
Yeah, why is it making all sorts of noises and jingles and chink, chunk?
Because I accidentally hit the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
Chimes is the word I was looking for. Jesus Christ, I'm not editing out any of this dead air of you constantly playing on your phone this episode because you can't be bothered.
Bam! Samsung, the frame output input lag is outstanding. It's extremely low.
Yeah. According to Samsung?
No, according to Artings. Artings!
I don't know what Artings is.
It's the fucking... place you go to get reviews on every single television ever made ever.
Okay.
It'll even give you like gamer scores and shit on it.
All right.
Yeah, this website's fucking awesome. If you're looking for a TV, rtings.com.
All right.
And it's just...
eventually I will be looking for a TV, but first I have to finish my basement.
Yeah.
And then I'll be putting a TV down there.
Correct.
Yep. So that's been my week.
Yeah, mine's been pretty uneventful, aside from getting the get those theater chairs, and now I have to try to get rid of that couch, which apparently nobody wants couches. I don't get it. Whatever.
Why would anybody want couches?
I don't, because people need seating.
All right, fair enough.
Why don't they need my seating?
I thought, like, because two people gave you offer. Didn't your brother-in-law say he wants it?
No, my brother-in-law said that doesn't your dad need a couch?
Oh.
My dad's not going to buy a couch for me. Also, his dogs would fucking destroy that thing in a week.
Ethan and Grace looked at it and I think may or may not contact you. I don't know.
Oh, I'd give them a fucking sweet deal.
Message them. They just bought a house, so they're going to need furniture to furnish the house.
Give them an even better deal.
Okay. I'll let them know. They can fucking have it if they want it. I'll let them know.
Okay.
I'll let them know. I'll send them a message.
I'll just tell them, give me what they feel it's worth.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to try to fucking sell it to randos on fucking Facebook Marketplace.
No, it's just not worth it.
No, because I'll have a bunch of people come over. Well, could I come look at it? No.
No, you can't come in my house.
Right.
You know what? In fact, I don't even want you to know where I live.
Right. So, and that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Right.
Fuck you guys.
I get it.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk to them or tell them to message you.
I mean, I could always just send Grace a message for what, Ethan. I know both of them. Yeah. So it turns just out.
Yeah, they bought a house a couple weeks ago. They're cleaning it up. I think they're moving next weekend. If you want to come help me help them move next Sunday. So we're going to have to record the podcast late next weekend, I guess is what I'm saying.
Maybe. Okay. We'll see how my back is feeling.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Fucking moving shit.
And then the Sunday after that, we're going to the Ren Fair. If you would like to join us at the Ren Fair.
What time? Morning?
Yeah, probably noon, I think, is when it opens.
I'm excited.
Yeah?
I haven't been to... I've gotten to go to the Ren Fair once in the last, like, 4 fucking years, yeah. And I had to leave early.
I believe Sunday the 9th is when we're going.
Boom.
Yep, Sunday the 9th is when we decided we're all going to the Ren Fair. If you would like to join us at the Ren Fair.
I fucking absolutely do want to join.
All right, I'll start a group message with all the people. It'll probably be me, you, Ethan, Grace, April, maybe Mimsy. And Julie, if she wants to come. She hasn't been in a while.
No Ben?
I don't think Ben likes the Ren Fair. I don't know.
Tell him I'm going to be there.
All right. when I brought it up, he's like, well, can I dress up like a Star Trek guy? Would that be? I'm like, I mean, you wouldn't be the only one. There will be a whole fucking Starfleet there of assholes dressed in Starfleet uniforms walking around going, Captain, this civilization still seems to appear to be a humanoid civilization in the Renaissance period. And then he's like, oh, now it doesn't sound cool. Yeah, it isn't cool. But if you want to do it, I've got a whole Starfleet uniform and I'll do it with you.
He thought he was the first one.
Yeah. Like, no, bro. That's been a thing since Renaissance festivals have been a thing.
Yeah. Renaissance festivals and fucking Star Wars premieres.
Yeah. Everybody dresses like Star Trek and thinks they're funny and clever. But no, you're just...
I guess.
People have been doing it for decades.
Yeah. Yep. That's funny.
But I'm very excited for the Ren Fair. It's been 2 years, Colin.
Yeah.
Because they didn't do it last year.
Nope.
I'm going to wear a kilt. I ordered off Amazon. I ordered a mask mandatory, obviously, because, you know.
Sure.
It's this year. I ordered a mask online that matches my kilt.
What?
So that's exciting to me.
What do you call it?
It's like purple fucking tartan. It's purple plaid.
Nice.
So it matches my kilt. I'm going to look good.
May 9th is Mother's Day.
Yeah. You can still do Mother's Day things after the fair or bounce early. You don't have to stay all day. You can really get, as long as you watch a joust, you pretty much got it all in.
That's the one thing I didn't get to do when I went.
Watch the joust?
Yeah. That's
the whole point of going.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Man.
You're telling me.
I am telling you.
Bellevue Berry Farm?
Yep. Yep, yep.
Sweet.
All right.
Well, that's exciting.
It's
a thing to do.
We got anything else to talk to, or are we just dragging time?
I don't have anything.
We can just read this email and have a short episode.
I'm fine with that.
All right.
Adding to my calendar.
Here is the email we got this week. Well, actually, let me double check one thing. Make sure there's nothing in the junk folder from Matt. There is not. So we just got this one email from Fleer. Our former listener, who was so hurt by your insults towards his favorite pastime besides eating, that he doesn't listen anymore to hear this answer. He turned it off immediately. Hey, loud neighbors. So I'm rewatching Arrested Development.
Good show.
And I see in season 4, should have stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, the Netflix seasons are kind of, I don't know.
Bad.
They
bad
have their moments.
Yeah, they do, but.
Yeah, it's just so weird and disjointed.
But they also have Seth Rogen in them.
Well, yeah, that's...
Aaliyah Shockett, I don't know who that is, plays a shaman with face paint and a very stereotypical Indian accent.
It's maybe.
Oh, I think she is...
Ali Shockett.
I think she is Is she not?
She's ethnic, I think.
Yeah. She's...
She's ethnical.
My question is, how long until this show episode gets pulled off Netflix?
It won't.
It won't.
Wait, she plays a what?
She plays a shaman with face paint and a very stereotypical Indian accent.
Yeah, I mean, I
don't think, I don't know where she's from.
I'm pretty sure Shawkat is a fucking Indian name.
That's what I'm saying. I think she might be of the
also, culture. It's not black, so they don't cancel that.
Tell that to Apu.
He canceled himself.
Yeah.
That was him going, oh, I don't want to offend anybody.
That happened this year. He hasn't been on the show in like fucking 4 years.
Because he quit.
Now they fired him.
No, because he quit and he said, it's not right for me to do this voice.
That's what he said after they stopped, after they wrote him out of the show.
Yeah, he's woke as fuck.
Yeah, idiot. That's fine. That's all fine. But also, they weren't putting him back on the show. It was a fucking huge to-do before he said anything. He said things because it became... There was this whole fucking documentary put out called The Problem with Apu.
Yeah.
That's why he had to go on a fucking apology tour to salvage his career.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Pretty stupid.
That's our only... If you would like to write an email, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
It doesn't say anything about her ethnicity.
All right. Well, you got anything else to add, or this is going to be a half-hour episode?
It's a half-hour episode. Nobody gives a fuck.
All right. Thank you for listening to this half-hour episode.
We got one fucking email.
Yeah, it's your fault is a half-hour.
And we released this episode kind of early this week.
You can't predict that, because I haven't even edited it yet.
No. The last episode, the one you just listened to.
Didn't it come out on, like, Wednesday night?
It was early.
That's not early.